all the different sensations and hearing and visual, they're all going on at the same time. And I'm always playing the game of what's holding it all. And I know the mind goes crazy with that. And so what I've come to my experience is, you know, I use it, the word existence holds it all.
That's very good. Existence holds it all. Existence holds it all. Stay with that, we'll come to that, because you've jumped like 5 steps ahead. Okay? My question was very simple. You've jumped 5 steps ahead, which is great. But where was that memory of hummus and salad before I asked her, what did you have for dinner?
Consciousness.
Who said that? And so where is that?
This is that memory.
Huh?
Inside soul.
Inside the soul. Yeah.
If I give you a CD of my last family holiday snaps, you know, you've got the CD there. You look at the CD, but you can't see pictures of me in my bathing suit on the CD. So isn't that analogy similar? Yet they're there.
I think a better analogy is, let's say, we have this, let's imagine this is a TV set,
yeah.
Okay, and I want to watch CNN, and before I switch on the remote control button, there's no picture of Larry King on the screen, but as soon as I switch it on, it shows up on the screen. Before that, where was it? It's as some electromagnetic energy here, right? Similarly, before I switch on my radio set, before I switch it on, it's that information is not there in the radio, but as soon as I switch it on, that electromagnetic energy somehow shows up as sounds and pictures. So that you're pretty close to that. The electromagnetic energy still is in the picture, right? The picture is created, as he said, in consciousness. And then I asked, so where is that consciousness, that where the picture is created? Is that consciousness in the brain? Only the electromagnetic energy is in the brain. Where is that consciousness in which that picture or that sound shows up? That's what I want to get to. But if we understand that one basic thing, and you know, you guys understand it on another level altogether. I'm just this crazy guy who likes to understand it scientifically. So on another level, you don't have to even try and figure it out scientifically. But let me show you that it's a very interesting thing to try and figure out. Because if somebody some next time asks you, where do we go after we die? It's where that hummus is right now, before I ask you. And it's where that hummus goes after we stop thinking about it. So, any, yes?
It's kind of interesting, though, that I don't bump into her hummus.
You could, if you were in the same consciousness stream as you. As
if I was psychic.
If you were psychic. And we'll try and figure out what that means also. Yes, sir?
I think the nature itself have a consciousness that inform every single being in the planet, in the universe. Something like God.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Whatever God it is.
Yeah, I'm coming to that slowly. You guys are so far ahead. Okay, have we agreed that the color, the sound, the touch, the form is not in the brain, even though you experience it right now as I asked you to do it? When you have a subjective experience of color, sight, sound, taste, texture, smell, that even though there's a biological correlate to that, which is an electromagnetic energy, a plus minus charge, the experience is not in the brain, it's in consciousness, you've just said it. We're just trying to figure out where that consciousness is, okay? Now, forget that subjective experience, but look at me right now, okay, and listen to what I'm saying. You're listening to this sound that this fellow Deepak is making with an Indian accent in English. Who's making the sound? And where is it being manufactured? Just try and look at the mechanism of that. Okay, I'm having thoughts. As a result of my thoughts, and we'll figure out where those thoughts are coming, because somebody said memories and in our imagination and all that, so we'll figure out, and they're coming from consciousness, but those thoughts are coming, from my consciousness. Those thoughts are causing a plus-minus charge across my cell membranes. And those plus-minus charges are going down as electromagnetic impulses to my vocal cords, a plus-minus signal. And then that plus-minus signal to my vocal cords is producing the vibration of vocal cords. In the vibration of vocal cords, there's no sound. In the plus-minus charge in my brain, there's no sound. In the electromagnetic impulse that goes to my vocal cords, there's no sound. In the vibration of my vocal cords, there's no sound. Which starts the vibration of this atmosphere, there's no sound. Which then causes the vibration of your eardrums, there's no sound. Which causes an electromagnetic signal to go to your brain, a plus-minus charge. There's no sound. And finally, in your neurons, there's a plus-minus charge, and there's no sound. So where did the sound show from? Where is the sound? Who is making the sound that you're hearing right now? Please.
My experience has been when I, you know, especially when I shut my eyes, I am that sound.
You are that sound, yeah. We are all that sound, but again, you're 10 steps ahead. I'm asking a very simple question, and that is, how did the vibration of the atmosphere or the vibration of my vocal cords, which has inherently no sound, or the electromagnetic impulses in my brain, which also make no sound, where did that sound show up from? How did that sound get created? Or for that matter, now look at my shirt. What color is the shirt?
Orange.
But orange is a massless, colorless electromagnetic radiation, if you know anything about science, right? It's just one frequency of vibration of an electromagnetic spectrum. So, in truth, there is no yellow in this shirt. There is no yellow in the signal that goes from here to your eyes. Otherwise, we'd see it here, right? It's an electromagnetic signal, which is a plus-minus charge. There is no yellow in the electromagnetic signal that goes to your brain. So, where did the yellow come from?
Isn't yellow and the word sound just names for a vibration that travels in different formats?
Yeah, they're names, they're memories. Where are those memories?
Unified field.
How does a charge in the brain become sound, touch, sight, taste, and smell, whether we are actually seeing it or experiencing or whether we are imagining it? And you know, the best answer for that is, we don't know. A very great scientist by the name of Sir Arthur Eddington in the last century, he said, something unknown is doing we don't know what. We have not figured out. Okay, we have not figured out where that memory was before I asked the question, or how an electromagnetic signal in the brain becomes either a subjective experience or an objective experience. This much we know, and this is where science is headed, and that's why it's exciting for me, is that everything that we call physical is actually non-physical. Everything that we call material is actually non-material. That the essential stuff of the universe is non-stuff.